Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is declaring a public health emergency today to fight an opioid epidemic that is raging across the country. As many as 150 Americans die of overdoses every day, many of those from heroin and other opioids. The president's announcement frees up some federal money and broadens the reach of medical services in rural areas. Joining us now is Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Senator McCaskill, welcome.
Thank you so much.
And what do you think of the Trump administration's response to the opioid crisis?
Well, I think declaring an emergency is important, but it is not going to make much difference if we don't actually put resources towards this public health crisis. In fact, it was in Kansas City where I had one of my most memorable discussions with emergency room doctors about the opioid crisis. And this doctor explained to me that we were the only country in the world that were prescribing opioids at the rate that America is consuming them. I just hope that the administration realizes there is not an easy fix to this. It is complex, and there's many different parts to it.
Why do you think it has taken the administration and Washington in general so long to respond to it, then? It's such a crisis at this point.
I think that we have always given mental health issues a short shrift. You know, we have a Zika virus and everyone is on full-blown panic attack, but people start dying all over the country from heroin overdose, and we were way too slow to recognize the epic proportions that this had reached, because the genesis of this problem, so much of it, is rooted in our medical system, our healthcare system, that we're not very good at asking the tough questions, for example, of the sales and marketing techniques of pharmaceutical companies. We were not really being honest about the need for treatment beds, and that the vast majority of people who are addicted to opioids no longer have money, and they rely on Medicaid beds. And so it's kind of discouraging to me that the president, who's declaring it an emergency, also has been very supportive of three different health care replacement plans that would have cut Medicaid funding.
One of your colleagues in the Senate made some big news this week. Jeff Flake says he's not going to run for reelection. He's a Republican and a major critic of President Trump's. What do you think about that? And do you expect other senators to come forward and say similar things, Republicans?
It's very hard to tell whether other Republicans will speak out in the way that Jeff and Bob Corker have, and to some extent other colleagues of mine like John McCain. I believe they are captured at this point by the reality that the base of the Republican Party is still, by and large, very dedicated to this president and are willing to overlook some of the things he has said and done. And they're willing just to kind of look the other way and believe that he is going to make a major change in Washington. So I don't really know that there'll be other Republicans that will speak out. But I certainly admire Jeff Flake's courage.
Do you think that his departure from the Senate, though, and Bob Corker's, is a win for President Trump or a loss for President Trump? Because, of course, he won't have to deal with them after 2018, but at the same time, they may be more against what he wants to get done between now and then.
Well, knowing both of those men, I don't think they would ever vote against President Trump just because they are frustrated with him and have shown that they don't respect the way he's handling his job. I think they'll vote what they think is the right way to vote. And so a lot of that will depend on whether or not they agree with the policy. There's a lot of uncertainty right now about whether or not this Congress, with the Republican majorities and a Republican in the White House, can actually do the things they want to do with just Republican votes. I'm somebody who believes very much that the true success of this administration would be reflected in their ability to get bipartisan solutions to the thorniest problems we face, whether it's simplification of the tax code or health care.
What do you think 2018 holds for you? Are you facing, do you think, a more difficult reelection battle than you did against Todd Akin?
I don't know. I always feel like an underdog in Missouri. It's a divided state. You know, I am proud to be a moderate. That's a little bit out of fashion right now. Hmm. Somebody who wants to promote compromise and wants to promote us finding the sweet spot in the middle. So I guess we'll see whether or not there is still a place for a moderate to hold the United States Senate seat in Missouri.
Well, I saw an ad this morning on TV in Kansas City that said something like, tell Claire McCaskill to vote for tax reform. Is it possible that you, as a moderate, will vote for tax reform with the Republicans?
I would be happy to vote for some of the principles that the president and the Republicans have advocated in tax reform. But the way they have drafted the bill so far, it won't work for middle-class families. For example, the way it's drafted so far, what we know so far, a family of four in Missouri that makes $50,000 a year would actually pay $887 more, while millionaires that have pass-through entities, the limited liability corporations and sub-S corporations, they're going to get the benefit of a dramatic tax rate cut for them. I can't go for that. If the president is sincere, and if the Republicans are sincere, that this is about a competitive global corporate rate and helping middle-class families, I'm down. But if this is about helping the millionaires and billionaires, they're doing fine. They're doing fine. My family is doing fine. So it all depends on what they actually end up proposing, which we still don't know. And I'm worried the reason we don't know is they're going to try to ram it through with just Republican votes.
That's Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad you guys visited Kansas City. It's one of my favorite places in the world.